Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, this is the Dog Doctor. Committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogdoctorradio.com. The Dog Doctor is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now here is your host, Dr. Robert Forto, the Dog Doctor.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to the Dog Doctor Radio Show, brought to you by Twine Group Media and Denver Dog Works. It is Monday, July 26, 2010, and we're doing a best-of show this evening because we tried to record a show with a good friend of ours, Sid Corpy, and her book, Good Grief, Finding Peace After Pet Loss, and we were just having so many technical difficulties that it was not appropriate to air. So before we get into our best of segment on mind, body, dog training, I want to introduce my co-host, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So what is going on at Denver Dog Works?
Well, we are wrapping up the summer of board and work, or camp works training, as I like to call it, at Denver Dog Works. For whatever reason, we have had a wonderful summer training people's dogs for them while they have been out on vacation. Last year, as you know, we didn't do as much boarding and training because people didn't go out on vacation as often.
That's exactly right. And in just a second, we're going to introduce a business opportunity that is for sale up in Moose Lake, Minnesota. But before we do that, I want to make sure that everybody can find us on the Internet through social media and our website. We're at denverdogworks.com. And on Blog Talk Radio, we are now a featured show. It's at blogtalkradio.com/dogworks, or you can find us by searching dogdoctorradio.com.
Absolutely. So a wonderful business opportunity out there, a turnkey business, Kennels and Bits in Moose Lake, Minnesota. It's a wonderful home and business that is a kennel boarding business and groom shop with acreage. Raise your family, work from home. It's a great opportunity. There is owner financing available. Robert and I did look at this home a couple of times online. We spoke with Lori and Gordy, the owners, numerous times, and we're prepared to move forward with purchasing this property for the future home of Timoneke when a opportunity in Alaska arose and we jumped on it instead. Visit www.kennelzandbitz.com. That's kennelsandbitz.com with two Z's. Their phone number is 218-391-5464. Again, that's 218-391-5464, kennelsandbitz.com, or you can view the home and property and business on YouTube. Just type in there, Kennels and Bits.
And it is an awesome property, and I wish we would have moved on a little bit quicker last year when we first saw it, but we have been chasing dreams, and we're heading up to Alaska starting at the beginning of the month, so we're looking forward to not only chasing our dreams, but so is Gordy and Lori, and they're trying to sell their property so they can move to Cody, Wyoming to do whatever they're planning on doing up there. Maybe it's retire, maybe it's build a new home, I don't know what. So we're looking forward to helping those guys out, kennelsandbits.com. Okay, back by popular demand, we are bringing back an interview we did about a year and a half ago with a personal trainer for your mind. Her name is Tracy Brown, and you can find her at tracybrown.com. And the way that it is segmented here, it is about mind, body, dog training. And we are cutting edge here at Denver Dog Works, and we train, as you know, a little bit different than a lot of other dog training schools in the country. And I want you guys to sit back and listen to this because it will truly change the way you think about dog training. Here we go. Tracy Brown. Tracy, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tracy Brown, a personal trainer for the mind. She is a mind, coach, I guess you would call it, an NLP trainer. She is a three-time elite, collegiate. Tell us your qualifications. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm a three-time U.S. collegiate cycling champion and former member of the USA cycling team.
And how does that tie into what you do?
Well, through sports, because, you know, it takes a long time to get credentials of that sort, several years. I raced at really high levels for 12 years. And through that time, I learned that what was going on in my mind had a direct effect on my performance that day. It could have more of an effect than any training I had, any sleep I had, any weather that was going on. And I began to learn how to guide and direct my mind towards what I wanted. And when I did that, when I was totally aligned, I would win.
You would win.
Mm-hmm.
Three-time champion, you can't beat that, can you?
I suppose you could if you had four or seven.
Yes. So Tracy is a master practitioner of NLP. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. She also does timeline hypnosis. She practices the Hawaiian spiritual side of things. It's what is called Huna. And as I said, she's a personal trainer of the mind. We are here today to talk about how we can do mind-body dog training. And that's what we want to talk to our clients about today, our listeners. We have people listening all over the world about problems that they're not only having with their dogs, but how to make that training better. And I think that you're going to give us some tips on how to do so.
Absolutely. You see, I have more of a background in dog training than probably the average bike racer or the average practitioner of NLP. See, my mom's a dog trainer. And she has a kennel. Her kennel's called Holiday Ice, and she's down in Parker, Texas. She has great dogs, and she's been training dogs since I was very small, first, second grade, 1980.
Siberians as well.
Yeah, Siberians. She started out with Shelties, and then she switched over to Siberians. And I think the Siberians give her a little bit more of a challenge because they're a little bit more independent, and something in her must like that.
There you
so,
go.
While I was growing up, Mom would always go to Nationals, and she'd always go to shows, and she'd do really well locally, and she'd go to Nationals, and she'd always get fifth or sixth, and I always thought that was great, because if you're at a national show and you're in the top five in the country, how can you get a whole lot better, right? But then I started bike racing, and I started to find out that fifth or sixth really wasn't what I was after.
There are no points for second place.
Well, there's only points for second place in hand grenades and slow dancing, right?
There you go.
So I started to question, how could my mom win? What was the difference? And as I started to become trained in this, I started to say, hey, Mom, how about if you try a little bit of this stuff? Because I think what you think is affecting your dog. And she goes, oh, I know it is. Right? Because what would happen is she'd get to shows and maybe get a little bit nervous herself, and then her dog picks up on that. And then what happens is, and this happens to a lot of dog trainers, is a tablecloth will flap the wrong way, and then your dog is done for the day. That's it. So what I said is, hey, Mom, how about if you try a little bit of this stuff I've been doing to help you with your mental game? And she said, oh, okay, I'll try it. So I hooked her up with a session from a friend of mine. And a little bit later, my mom went to Nationals, and she didn't just win once. She won, I think, four or five times, which is amazing.
Especially with Siberia.
Well, yeah, because they're so on their own program.
Yeah.
So I asked my mom, I said, Mom, do you think that session really helped you? And she goes, I don't know, but it didn't hurt, and I won.
There you go. That's what counts.
Yeah, that's what counts. And this is the power of your mind and learning how to guide and direct it towards what you want, because your animal is picking up on that. And we think that we do that. What I'm concerned with in my training and the stuff that we've been talking about this week in NLP practitioner training is really beginning to guide and direct what's going on deeply, unconsciously. And your unconscious mind is the most powerful part of you. It's the part that beats your heart and controls your emotions and your memory and all your body function. And when you can start to communicate with that part of you, you can move mountains.
Describe it.
As far as with my clients, I'll tell you, I work frequently with clients both here in Denver and Boulder individually, and I also work with people over the phone. So anybody could call in that's having a challenge and get the same results that anyone in Denver could. I work with people with any kind of fear, phobia, anxiety, negative patterning, negative thoughts, work-life balance, depression, anxiety, even what Patty was talking about earlier with bipolar, any kind of injury, people wanting to make more money, have the right relationship, just general communication skills. And I can work with all of them. Oh, and I work a lot with sports performance, too. I've had clients in the Olympics, World Series winners, Super Bowl winners. You name it, I've probably worked with it, even professional poker players, World Series of Poker kind of guys.
You know, not to get it too off subject, but talking about poker, those guys, we talked a lot about body posture and eye patterns and things in our training, and those guys are the masters at that, at being able to pick up on other individuals. That's why they're wearing sunglasses and other things, the so-called quote-unquote poker face.
Exactly, and I taught my client to read that body language, so it doesn't matter if they're having if his competition has sunglasses on or maybe they have their hoodie pulled up real tight. I taught him how to interpret what was going on in his opponent's mind, because they asked him, hey, do you have any aces? How are you going to know? Well, he knows now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, dog training, there's a lot of body postures there. The dog is picking up on it. You're picking up on it on the dog. It's all internal, external. And I know that that's what this practice is all about, is being able to not only balance your own mind, but also portray that towards whether it be a dog or a poker player, and be able to balance that in order to get your end goal. Is that correct?
Exactly. People get caught up in communication with ourselves, but also with our animals, and we don't realize that we are communicating all the time. It doesn't matter if words are coming out of your mouth or not. You're always sending a message. And when you can start to become conscious of what you're doing and meet the receiver of your communication's needs, your communication is going to change. And that's when you can start to get really powerful in creating what you want. Now, I use this in my practice because people come in to me and they may tell me things that they've never told anyone before. They need to feel 100% comfortable with me in order to do that. And I make myself that way consciously because I'm filling their needs. I'm making myself just like them. And when you do that, you can reach agreement a lot more easily, right? And it's the same with your dog, and it's the same with anything that any business situation that you might want to do. You can begin to put yourself in a place to be the most persuasive person in the room, and that's especially handy when you're training animals.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I know that just from some of the conversations we have, how much of an excellent dog trainer you are. And I also know that you're becoming an excellent practitioner of NLP. And this whole mind-body dog training concept that you've created is really the most cutting edge that I've heard of in the industry, and I've heard of a lot. And really, Denver Dog Works is the place where people can come to learn that. And if you want to learn it more deeply than in the dog context, well, you know, hey, come see me.
How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to my website. It's tracybrown.com. It's TRACIBrown.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter there. And you can even get a copy of my book. A lot of these practices are outlined briefly in the book, and you can just point and click and download it as an ebook, so you can have it within the 2 or 3 minutes.
It's a great concept. Let's talk a little bit about what you call the snowman. we spent a lot of time on that in training this week, and I'm not going to take away your flame on this. Describe the snowman concept.
Well, the chart looks like a snowman, and it's just an easy way to describe, okay, how are your mind and your body connected? How do they work together? Because especially in sports, you hear the term mental toughness quite frequently. And mental toughness to me implies somehow working against yourself to get a certain result. Well, guess what? Working against yourself gets you nowhere. And when you can start to understand your unconscious mind and what it does for you, you can begin to guide and direct it. You can begin to work with yourself. And the snowman really represents what's going on consciously, what's going on unconsciously, and how can you enroll all those along with your higher self to create some amazing performances, right? Because we all think that our conscious mind is what's important because that's the adult part of us. Your conscious mind really only does a few things. It does thinking and logic and judgment and stuff like that. Your unconscious mind is the part of you that's receiving all the messages and interpreting them from everything around you and sending messages about everything that you want. And this even can get into the law of attraction if some people have seen or read The Secret. They talk about your energy and focusing on what you want. Well, all that is determined by what goes on unconsciously. So when you can start to work together with your unconscious mind and your higher self, you can literally shape the world the way you want it. And I've seen amazing things happen for myself in business negotiations. I was in a business meeting on Wednesday night after class. And the owner said, because I'm trying to buy some property, right? He said, this contract is filled up with things that never happen. And I looked at him and I said, that's right. It is, right? Now, even our executive producer over here, Mark Crowley, has had some amazing results when he learned to guide and direct his mind. And I'll tell you the story. Is it okay if I tell it, Mark? Yeah. So Mark comes into my office, 2 or 3 years ago? And he says, I want to see this goal setting work. I want to learn how to guide and direct my mind. I said, all right. I said, what do you want? He said, I want to see a Hawaiian license plate in Denver this weekend, driving down the road in front of me. And we shaped it so that we shaped that statement so that it fill the criteria that your mind is looking for. And it's the SMART criteria. And like I said, you can learn that in my book. It's How to Make Money, Have Fun, and Love What You Do. And you can get it on my website. And I'm thinking in my mind as a practitioner, while you're supposed to be thinking that people can create anything that you want because they can, this was the one where I said, I don't know. Because we shouldn't even have been at the office because it was supposed to be blizzarding momentarily, right? And to be stuck at the office is not what I was interested in. So we set the goal. We went home, and Mark said, I'm going to call you, because he had set a deadline. He said, I want to see this happen by, what was it, Monday?
Yeah.
The blizzard never came. Right? And I believe he went on about his normal life. He got a call that took him 30 or 45 miles out of his normal way. He said he was on the highway, and he looked up in front of him, and he saw a license plate that said, what did it say?
Kauai.
Oh, Kauai Cutie, K-U-A-I-Q-T. Now, Kauai is a Hawaiian island, and cutie, like cutie. So there's his Hawaiian license plate. He didn't say that he wanted a Hawaiian issue license plate, okay? Now, there's the difference in what your mind is going to create for you. You have to say exactly what you want, right? And he calls me and he says, I can't believe it. And I said, hey, you decided that that's what you wanted, and you were congruent about it, and your mind delivered it to you. There's no accidents, right? How would it be if you could go into every dog show knowing that you were going to win with that amount of confidence and exuding that to everyone around you and your dog?
We're going to talk about that in just a second, about how you work with athletes, and I know it's a little bit different than possibly goal setting. But the first question I have for you is, for a person that is struggling in terms of training their dogs, whether it be your basic obedience, sit, down, stay, come, whatever, or in some type of advanced activity, whether it be a service dog or a dog shoe like you talked about with your mother, or any type of dog sport. I know you know that I'm heavily involved in dog sledding, and there is a lot of mental communication going on. And when I wrote my doctorate dissertation, it was about human-canine communication in the sport of dog sledding, and it was on that deeper level. And when I wrote that, a lot of people said, what are you talking about? You know, you get on the back of your sled, you train your lead dog to listen to you, and in a very easy term, the lead dogs listen to the other dog, and therefore you go. And you go as far and as fast as you can possibly go and hopefully win. But to them, not talking about Iditarod mushers, but typically in sprint mushing or mid-distance mushing, it's really about chance. They're, you know, well, okay, let's try and see how the dogs do today. You hear that all the time.
Yeah.
How is the dog going to do today?
I hear that. I've heard that my whole life.
Yeah, and how to tie that in is often you will hear our clients say the same exact thing. Oh, Max is off today, or Max doesn't feel well. It's kind of a transference where they're taking whatever behaviors they're trying to accomplish, and they make an excuse for the dog. In terms of bike racing, it's like saying, oh, my bike isn't very good today, or whatever.
I don't feel good. I didn't get enough sleep.
Yes.
Golf is all about taking that chance, too. Why does Tiger Woods win just about every weekend? How does Lance Armstrong win 7 Tours de France?
So talk about that. Talk about that balance, that you know, not only working congruently with yourself, but also congruently with whether it be a sport with equipment, such as a bike race or a car race or a dog or anything else, a golf club. It's all about that congruent.
It is. It's about being fully congruent in what you're going to do. If you have any part of you, a small part, maybe you're aware of it and maybe you're not, that says, I'm not good enough. If you have a part of you that says, oh, it's someone else's fault, you are disempowering yourself, and everyone around you is going to know it whether or not you think they do or not.
How do you recognize that? How can just, without going through some type of training, how can a lay person, of course we're trying to have people sign up for training, but how does a lay person just say, oh yeah, you know, we talked about in our snowman analogy, we talked about the top part being kind of the higher self or the zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that when we talk about sports people, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But how do people know, wow, I'm in the zone?
Well, let's back it up a little bit.
Okay.
To talk about, because to get to the zone is kind of fleeting, and it happens every so often, right? Now, the zone is a function of being in that magical, mystical flow where everything is totally congruent in your life, right? Now, to get there, you have to go through your unconscious mind, right? Now, how can one tune in to their unconscious mind so that they have a better chance of, A, getting past what's holding them back, and, B, getting to the zone? Well, the first thing to do is take 100% responsibility for what goes on. It's not about the dog, okay? It's not about your equipment. It's about you and you creating your reality. Does that mean everything's going to go perfectly for you? No, but it means if you create something that's maybe less than ideal, you have the power to create something that is amazing.
Well, let me ask you a quick question here, and this is just being uneducated.
Uh-huh.
But doesn't it play into it just a bit that if your equipment or your dog is of caliber? For example, Bill was on just a little bit ago, and he was talking about wanting a service dog, and he had a Cocker Spaniel. In all of the years I've ever trained service dogs, I don't think I've ever trained a Cocker Spaniel to work as a service
right.
dog. So I think if you take dogs and turn them into the quote-unquote equipment in that analogy, that would make your process much more difficult.
Okay, I'm going to agree to that to a point.
Okay.
Okay, because, yeah, you're not going to win the Tour de France on a Huffy. Okay? You're just
right.
Not. However, when you get in bike racing circles, people are all worried about shaving a gram or two off their bike, and they spend thousands of dollars to do that. Thousands of dollars. You know what makes a bike go fast?
You.
The engine.
Yeah.
And it's the same with anything else. Do you need the right breed? Yeah. Do you need a nice bike? Yeah. Do you need a bike that has all titanium parts and you know, my dad used to tell me this. I go, Dad, I need a lighter bike. He goes, why don't you just lose 5 pounds?
that's
my dad, right? The brilliance of an engineer. But it's true, right? You can be successful with whatever you have when you decide to take responsibility for everything that goes on in your life. And this is what I learned from some of the great kahunas in Hawaii that we talked about. These are the guys that when you sit next to them, your body vibrates differently because they're so connected. These are the guys that get angry and all of a sudden a thunderstorm comes from nowhere. These are the guys that may chant and all of a sudden the sharks come into the bay and the lifeguards are getting everyone out of the water.
Is that magic? You know, I'm sure a lot of people are listening and they're thinking, wow, is this lady some kind of witch?
Yeah, they're thinking that I'm crazy. No, it's not magic. It's connection. It's taking full responsibility for what goes on, right? And you talk to them about it, and you say, wow, you know, this whole taking responsibility, I don't know about that because there's some bad stuff that's happened to me. And you talk to them, and they say, you know, I don't know if taking responsibility is the key to success or not, is the key to creating what you want. But they say, when I do take full responsibility, things change. So that's all we're after, right?
And, you know, our tagline here is we have the best and we train the rest.
Yeah.
And by employing some of these principles, I truly think that we can make people some of the best dog owners, the best dog trainers in the world, because we do teach that connection.
Well, you do, and I know you, and I know that, for one, you're one of the most cutting-edge, you have one of the most cutting-edge schools that there is. And I know that what you're instituting with mind-body dog training is only going to accelerate that. So no one in the country is going to be able to deliver what you do. And I am confident about that because what you do is get people in tune with what's going on deeply unconsciously.
Well, do you know when I posted that on Facebook and Twitter and all that, I got at least 7 or 8 emails following that.
Wow.
From dog people. I have a lot of dog people that are following me on both. And they say, wow, what is that? Because, you know, they learn basic techniques. They learn it's the most prevalent dog training philosophy or theory out there is lure and reward. Your dog sits, he gets a treat. Classical positive reinforcement training. And sometimes that just doesn't work. There are many a dogs out there. I have one back in the backyard right now that could care less if you were dangling prime rib. He would not sit. He could care less. But if you have a connection with him, it's a different animal.
Well, NLP is really modeling excellence. It's about how do you do something really well. And dog training, newsflash, is not about the dog. Dog training is about the trainer. Because I saw you with my dog, what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago?
Thursday.
The dog responds to you differently than the dog responds to me. The dog responds differently to my mom than the dog does with me. My dog pays attention to you two. My dog does not pay the same amount of attention to me. Now, dog training is not something I'm striving to be excellent at, right? It's fine for my dog to hang out and we can have a good time and play around. Your expectations for animals that are around you are totally different. My mom told me that I needed to step it up. She said, you are not in control. Your dog is in control.
proper leadership. There's a person on TV that talks about that every Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And my mom, you know what? My mom, as much as I'd like for her to be wrong, she is right. Okay? And so when you can deconstruct, because we're modeling excellence, when you can take the tools of NLP and apply it to dog training so you can actually find out exactly what unconsciously you are doing to lead your dog towards success, then you can teach it and you can install it.
Okay. I think we can get there.
Oh, I know we can.
I know we can too. Remember, we're training for excellence. Think does not matter anymore. It's no.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that what your mind can do in terms of, like you said, in every aspect of life, whether it be dog training, what some people may think is very trivial. But you would be surprised how many people walk into this building all the time and they say, you know what, Robert, my wife and I have to get a divorce because the dog's peeing on the rug. Or, you know, we have to take our dog down to get him put to sleep because he growled at the neighbor. And if they just had that proper connection, that would all change.
Well, if dog training was trivial, we wouldn't have one of the most popular TV shows on the air about it with
Cesar Millan. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a dog, just about. If you don't have a dog, you probably got a cat. Nobody wants cats, right?
So, cats are boring, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm highly allergic.
Yeah.
So let me give you a couple of quick stats and see how we can apply this to mind-body dog training.
All right.
In Denver, Colorado, one of the most progressive dog cities in the country, supposed to be the best dog-friendly city in the country.
Okay.
There are approximately 1.2 million dogs. Now, remember, there's about 2 million people in the metro area. That shows you how many people have dogs.
Wow.
Now, while there are many people that have more than one dog, most people in Denver have a dog, just by statistics. Now, the overwhelming statistic is 75% of those dogs are untrained. Now, untrained means they have not gone through a formal obedience training program and can do things not only in the house, which makes it very easy, but also with distractions around other dogs, around other people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, out of that 75%, those are the dogs that don't have anything. About 6% of that have gone through some type of training, such as a puppy class, or somebody's picked up a book and taught their dog how to sit or whatever. The rest of them, what is that? 75 and 6 is 81. 19% of them have training. That's it. Formal training. So how can we help those people, not only in Denver but throughout the world, if that's the overwhelming statistic of at least 81% have no training whatsoever? How do we help that?
As far as getting them into a class or getting their dogs to just be better without training, what's...
Well, in terms of this concept, in terms of this mind-body concept, because the most prevalent response you will hear to why their dog isn't trained is, I don't have time, I don't know how, he's not good enough, all of those other things. It's always about excuses. So how can we apply a principle of this mind-body training concept to attract or to facilitate these training
sessions? Oh. Well, the first thing, and this statement is so powerful that I even have a little card, and I think you have one, that says, excuses are the tools that allow you to deny the truth and destroy opportunity. So the first thing you got to do, and this goes back to falling into responsibility, is get out of your reasons about why something can't happen, because anything is possible. The second thing is to know that the dog is a reflection of you and your energy and what you're doing, right? How many times have you seen someone come in who says this, because you've probably heard this, my dog doesn't like men?
All the time.
Now, if you give that dog to go to someone else to go on a walk, they might come back with a different story about that dog. This dog doesn't like women. Same dog.
Mm-hmm.
The dog is an outward manifestation of your unconscious beliefs, right? So what is it, what, and this gets back to the earlier question that I didn't really quite answer, what is it that the regular person can do to start to understand what's going on in their mind at any one time? Because your mind is, especially in this country, we are racing at a million miles an hour. We don't have time. And to really do anything or to sit down and think about ourselves that much, unless something starts to go wrong.
It's,
right?
Reactive versus proactive.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So the first thing you can do is just start to tune in to what's going on in your mind. What are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself, ugh, I'm so stupid? Are you telling yourself, this dog can never do it? Right? Do you have belief patterns that go, I'm not good enough? Do you have a belief pattern that says, you know what, I lose, I'm a loser? There are as many belief patterns as the day is long. And we studied that in NLP with strategies, did we not?
Mm-hmm.
About deconstructing how people come to these very simple actions. It's often a complex thought pattern, is it not?
Yes.
And we got into some fun ones at class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And some deep ones.
Some deep ones. And you can get real deep real quick with it, and we also learned that you can undo it just as quickly.
Yes.
See, because NLP is about rapid change. I'm an athlete. I have an athletic background, and guess what? I don't have time. I still don't, and I didn't when I was racing, to think about what not to think about. It's not about that. It's about automatic change now. Change your patterns. And I noticed that you still have changed your pattern, because what was one of your patterns that we worked on this week?
The quick Coke.
Right.
Coca-Cola. Not the other. Yeah. Coca-Cola.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were drinking, a Coke or two per day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how easy was it for you to quit that?
After we went through the process, not too bad.
Yeah. And how long did the process take? I mean, you were learning it, but...
5 minutes.
Maybe.
So we'll, it's not 100% set, but we'll see.
Well,
yeah.
it's a little bit like when you're hiking. And I know we talked about this too. We all have neurological patterns that end up in certain results, right? We have, they say, 60 or 70,000 thoughts a day. Now, see, most of those thoughts are the same as yesterday, which is why our behaviors and our results end up the same as yesterday. When you learn to change your thoughts, you will get different results than you did yesterday, period. That's the end of that story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to give yourself opportunity to have those different thoughts. And how you do that is neurological change. And NLP, while it's not the only way, is a great way to do that, right? So let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
All right. So given that thoughts are neurological patterns, they're really easy to describe as almost like a hiking trail. And I know that people with dogs often like to hike. I mean, you can even get a pack dog certification. I think my mom's got a couple of those. And you can be going down a big trail, and all of a sudden you look to one side and you see someone's blazed a trail somewhere. Someone's bushwhacked. Right, and it doesn't look like that good of a trail, but you go, you know what? That's kind of interesting. I'm going to go down there, right? And pretty soon, other people go, ooh, yeah, that looks good too, and they start walking down that trail. Right? They start walking down that path, and over time, it's possible it can become a better path than the one you're on, nice and wide and smooth and easy to go down, right? And that's really the best metaphor for unconscious change that there is. It's about blazing yourself a new trail and walking down it. Right?
Without any thought. Oh, wow, that looks, you know, not any forethought, I guess.
Right. Just doing the easiest thing for you, making a choice. Because a lot of times we're just at effect in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we do these things that we would never pick because they're just automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the key is to give yourself the opportunity to have a new neurological pattern and walk down it. Does it mean your life's going to be perfect and your dog's going to be perfect? No. But you know what? It does mean that you're going to have more repeatable success than you've ever had before. And for information on NLP and all that kind of stuff, you can always, like I said, we've talked about it a couple times, but just go to my website, tracybrown.com. Tracy with I, T-R-A-C-I, brown.com. Grab a copy of my book. It's cheap, and I think it's on sale today for $17.
Starting tomorrow, you can buy it on our website as well.
Absolutely.
We did just have to post on the server, so we are putting links back and forth on each other's website, so we will be able to help you out on both ways in that matter. So I want to end up today with you, Tracy, about talking about working with athletes, because we do a lot of sport training here.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you work on the seat of a bike, or you
mm-hmm.
did. We often work on the back of a dog sled
sure.
or an agility ring
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So how do you accomplish that with athletes versus just the typical dog trainer that we've covered? Now you're going into performance. How do you work with that? How is that different, or is it at all?
In my mind, it's really the same. The only difference may be the commitment level of the athlete, right? But see, this is why, because your unconscious mind is the same. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do. And this is why I can work with all different kinds of athletes, all different kinds of people. How could I work with someone who's depressed versus working with someone who wants to stand and get a gold medal at the Olympics? It's the same. Your unconscious mind works the same. And excellence is just a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with the commitment and the goals of the operator, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it gets really easy. And all you have to do is just define with yourself, hey, what is your goal? Right? And you want your goal to be realistic, right?
Obviously,
yeah.
A 70-year-old cannot win a triathlon in the Olympics, but he may be able to run a 5K, bike for 10 miles, and, swim 5 laps in the pool.
Well, yeah, and you could even go beyond that. You could qualify for the Ironman.
At 70.
I don't know if anyone has, but you could.
Yes.
Right? I'm not going to pick up a tennis racket next week and go play in Wimbledon.
Right.
Ain't going to happen.
Right.
Now, that has to do with my commitment, and it also has to do with the reality of my situation.
Right.
Right? So when you can go into any kind of training situation and be focused on your outcome, going to make things easier, and you're going to do anything to get it. The excuses are going to go away.
Mm-hmm. And that's what mind body dog training is all about, and that's what we do here at Denver Dog Works. We train for the best. We don't train for second place. Now, if you win second place at an event next week, you haven't failed, but you need to get better.
Well, you could choose to get better.
Yeah, you could
right?
choose. You could choose.
Yeah, because some people really want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And other people want to go, and they go, you know, I want to finish. I just want to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell you how many times I've heard that around the house,
mm-hmm.
right? Just want my dog to qualify. I want to get 3 legs so I can move up to expert.
Right.
Right? Or I want to qualify 3 or 4 times so my dog can be a champion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? My mom just had her first homebred champion. Like, how cool is that?
Bred by exhibitor. That's a big deal in the dog show world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's... And our dogs are amazing, and now you know what, she's taken these principles and she's winning, because I think if I remember right, I think she's won a national almost every year since then.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's a great.
She's amazing, and could she even get more consistent? Probably with some study. And you know, everyone has their own commitment level to
mm-hmm.
what they want to do. Some people just want to get their dog to quit peeing on the carpet.
Exactly.
That was a big one in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it, you know.
Yeah.
If that stops, I'm going to be good. But well, guess what? Whenever she did that, it was because I wasn't paying attention. I either wasn't paying attention to what was going on with me, or I wasn't paying attention to what was going on with her.
There you go.
Right? I fault. The dog's fault. She's just communicating however she does.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Tracy, we got to wrap up here. I do appreciate you coming.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. I think it was a very fun show. You can contact Tracy through her website, tracybrown.com. Tracy Brown, a personal trainer for your mind.